angry glint finally came to Dalla's eyes. If you're referring to the situation on Blaudu Sextus...
And elsewhere,
Jag interrupted.
And elsewhere,
Dalla allowed.
I'm merely trying to keep order.
Jag took a napkin and placed it in his lap.
At least you've shown me the courtesy of not pretending that the Mandalorians were there under someone else's orders. Thank you.
You're obviously someone who knows how to keep a secret,
Dalla replied.
And to be frank, I need your help.
To put down the slaves?
Jag's thoughts started to race through his mind at light speed. Dalla had to know he would never agree to such a thing, not unless she had something to offer him, or to threaten him with.
I'm sorry, but the Empire isn't in the habit of lending its military out for those sorts of things.
Dalla allowed her face to harden with anger.
There's more happening here than a simple slave revolt. The entire Galactic Rim is about to erupt in violence and chaos, she hissed. The Alliance can't prevent that alone.
Then you might consider releasing the fleet you're holding in orbit.
And play into the Jedi hands?
Dalla's hand came down on the table so hard that Jag's saucer and cup jumped.
That's what they want. That's why they've begun this ridiculous freedom campaign.
Jag's brow shot up.
You're saying the Jedi are behind freedom flight?
Isn't it obvious?
Dalla retorted.
By igniting fires along the Galactic Rim, they compel me to divert my forces.
And they give you an opportunity to make yourself look bad,
Jag added,
by doing crazy things like sending Mandos to put down slave revolts.
Exactly.
Dalla nodded and poured for them.
So you see why we need the Empire's help.
I see why you want it,
Jag said.
But you're overlooking something important.
I doubt that.
Dalla returned the carafe to the table and offered the pastry plate to him.
You're about to tell me the Jedi would never do such a thing, aren't you?
Jag tried to hide his surprise by reaching for a cream puff.
The thought had crossed my mind, yes.
Of course it had,
Dalla said.
But if that's true, why have they been working with the Sith?
Sith?
Jag repeated. He sank back in his chair, recalling his last conversation with Jaina, when she had begged him to lend her some Imperial ships.
She had hinted that Luke had uncovered something huge on his journey.
Something that threatened the entire galaxy, and that certainly sounded like Sith.
Okay, maybe they found another Sith, but if you think they're working with him, you've lost your mind.
Dalla sat back, listening patiently, then smiled and said,
Not another Sith head of state fell. A whole fleet of them. Perhaps a whole civilization of them.
She withdrew a small data pad from her tunic pocket, then continued.
And I have not lost my mind. You've heard about the trouble on Tatooine, of course.
Jag nodded.
The Fountain of the Hutt Ancients, he said. Someone damaged it, and that's what touched off the whole slave revolt.
Not someone,
Dalla said.
Sith. Jaina Solo sat in judgment of them and released half.
She slid the data pad across the table to Jag.
Alliance Intelligence has compiled a report on the matter.
She took a cream puff and cut it in half.
Enjoy.
Jag activated the data pad, then watched in a growing mixture of fascination and horror as a dour-faced Duro operative detailed what his team had discovered on Tatooine. The incident began when Luke and Ben Skywalker arrived with a fleet of frigates crewed by two separate species of force-using beings. As the fleet departed, the crew of one of the frigates violated the Fountain of Hutt Ancients.
A short time later, Jaina Solo and Lando Calrissian arrived and were asked to sit in judgment of the offenders.
The most damning evidence was a brief vid of Jaina and Lando standing behind a Tatooinian elder as he read their verdict. A verdict that condemned the captain and crew of one Sith frigate, the Starstalker, to be executed by Tatooinians, yet left the captain and crew of a second frigate, the Winged Dagger, free to go. The vid had barely ended before Dalla asked,
So tell me, Head of State Fel, who do you think has lost their mind now?
Jag looked up, his thoughts already leaping ahead to what Dalla intended to do with the vid.
Why are you showing me this?
Why do you think? The galaxy is at peace. At peace.
Dalla's face grew hard, and she leaned forward in her chair.
And you are going to help me keep it that way.